The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Listen, you need more followers. If you want more customers, you need more leads. In order to get more leads, one of the easiest, best ways to do that is by leveraging social media. And the best place to leverage your social media is with Instagram. There are billions of users. You just need to know how to attract the ones who want what you have. Brock and I have helped thousands of people just like you grow their account from like 150 people to 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, even 500,000 followers. No, you don't need to be a gorgeous fitness model. No, you don't have to be great on camera. It is easier than ever to grow your Instagram account, but you need to understand how. It's not that difficult. In fact, you're probably wasting so much time on Instagram right now, and we want to help save you time and make you money by finding the customers who want what you have. I invite you to join us. We have a monthly membership. It's insane. It is the best priced training mentorship on the interwebs, if I do say so myself. When you join Insta Club Hub, your monthly membership entitles you to 2 live interactive trainings per month. They're insane. In addition to that, you can log in at any time and watch hundreds of quick, tiny tutorials, each of which are designed to help you grow your Instagram, reach more customers, and do so as quickly as possible. I want to invite you to check it out. Just go to instaclubhub.com. You don't even have to remember that. While you're listening to the show, just scroll down right now over the show notes. You will see that there's a link there to Insta Club Hub. You can actually click on that while you're listening to the show and enter your email address to learn more. It's that simple. And we look forward to seeing you on our next live training.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to this Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. I'm a little geeked out right now. This is the first Build Your Tribe episode that I'm recording in the Airstream trailer. Now, you might have heard last week on my Thanksgiving episode, or rather our Thanksgiving episode, that was recorded from my grandparents' house. So it was the first one we recorded while traveling. But this one is the first one that I am recording literally in the Airstream trailer. We are currently in Asheville, North Carolina. We're in the South. Shout out to Southern Hospitality. I absolutely love it here. We're parked at a campground that's overlooking an entire valley. It's absolutely gorgeous. We've got the Wi-Fi going in the trailer. I have full connectivity. I've been posting on Instagram. And now I'm sitting here recording a Build Your Tribe episode for you. This is so cool. I am absolutely loving this life. And I know this isn't related to today's episode, but I just needed to say this. This is so cool. So thank you again for supporting Build Your Tribe, for subscribing to the podcast. And with that being said, let's hop into today's episode. Today, I wanted to break down an experiment that I ran a couple weeks ago on my Instagram account, a test, if you will, to see if I could spend as little time as possible on Instagram, yet still maintain the same consistency and thus still maintain the same amount of growth. Let me preface this by saying that in a normal day, I spend about 3 hours on Instagram, maybe 3.5 hours on Instagram. Of course, this isn't continuous and this isn't something that I monitor really, but I checked my stats and in the past I've spent about 3.5 hours every single day on Instagram. And not all of that is spent towards business. You know, some of that is just spent mindlessly scrolling or watching stories. Also, I wanted to preface before we get into this challenge that my current level of consistency is about 1 to 2 reels every single day. On top of that, 1 other post in the day, whether it's a still image or a carousel, and then usually 10 or more stories. So do the math, 2 to 3 feed posts and 10 plus stories per day. That's my average level of posting on Instagram, at least as of right now. So my challenge for myself was to maintain this same level of consistency continue growing at the rate that my account was currently growing, which is about 1,000 new followers per day, and that's net. So some days I might gain 2,000, but 1,000 people unfollow me. Some days, maybe only 1,200 people follow me and 200 unfollow me. And I know I just said only. That's just because it's all relative, of course. It's relative compared to all the other days. I recognize that 1,000 new followers per day is a lot, and I'm very appreciative of that. But I wanted to see if I could maintain this growth while spending as little time as possible on Instagram. And this matters to you because all of us want to spend less time on Instagram. You either want to spend less time because you just don't have that much time, right? You have a business to run, you have maybe a family, you have other things to maintain and take care of outside of Instagram, so you just don't have the hours and hours every day to spend on IG. Or this pertains to you because maybe you just want to move towards more digital minimalism. You don't want to be glued to Instagram for hours and hours every single day if you don't have to. So with that, let's talk about how I was able to do this challenge or how I prepared for this challenge. First of all, let's talk direct messages. In order to handle my direct messages, I rely on a virtual assistant who's absolutely awesome. Shout out to Jessica. And I rely on ManyChat for, you know, maybe about 5 to 10% of my automated direct messages. And I know what you might immediately be thinking. Well, yeah, Brock, of course it's possible for you to spend less time on Instagram because you have a team, you have an assistant. You just said that. And yes, that is true. I definitely have a team. I definitely have systems in place. I would say, first of all, that, hey, you can have that too. It's possible. We have lots of episodes of Build Your Tribe relating to hiring help and outsourcing and doing it in a way that's not going to break the bank. But even if you don't want to hire help, even if you don't want to deploy automation, you might not even need these tools because I receive over 2,500 direct messages every single day. Some days upwards of 3,000 or 4,000 direct messages in a day. So if you're not receiving that many messages, it might not make sense for you. You might not even need a virtual assistant. But because I receive that many messages, I have to have a team. So yes, it's true that I have a team, but I would argue that because of my account size and the amount of direct messages I receive, it's necessary. So that's the first thing I did, is I outsourced and I hired help to help manage my direct messages. The second thing that I did to make this possible is I chunk recorded all of my reels ahead of time. So I was able to record all of my reels in about a 1 hour sitting, and then I was able to edit them in as little as 5 to 10 minutes a day. If you're not familiar with the idea of chunking or batch recording, I recommend listening to the episode that we released a few weeks ago on how to create more content in less time. And I talked specifically about my chunk creation strategy. If you're an Insta Clubber, you know about this because we talked about this in depth in our last live training. We talked about chunking and really just all the different strategies to save time on Instagram. So I chunked my reels so that those wouldn't take me hours and hours every single day. The third thing I did goes back to outsourcing, and that's I had my designer create carousels for me ahead of time. So I only had to spend a few minutes writing up the content that would go into the carousels, and then he, being what he does for a living, designed and edited my carousels into well laid out, beautifully written, colorful, bright, vibrant, all those good adjectives, carousels, posts for Instagram. And so again, you might not be in a position where you have a designer, but if you're looking to spend less time on Instagram, it might make sense for you to look into hiring one. Oftentimes you can hire designers who will design Instagram posts for you for as little as $5 to $10 per post. And if that would usually take you an hour, well, now you've outsourced it for $5 to $10. They can do multiple an hour, and you can use that hour on something else in your business or just something else in your personal life. And because of all of these things, because of having a designer create the content for me, because of chunking my reels, because of my assistant, all I really had to do was press post on my reels and my carousels, and then take maybe a few minutes or even just a few seconds each hour to record some stories. That was the one thing that I couldn't really outsource. Sure, you could create graphics for stories and you could record them ahead of time, but I'm not the biggest fan of that. I like to keep my stories in the moment. So I was able to do that by just spending a couple minutes each hour posting stories. I think it's important to note that because that's a personal decision I made. I could have outsourced all of that. I could have had my assistant or a social media manager post my actual reels and carousels for me. I could have pre-recorded all of my stories the week before so that I didn't have to do anything at all. So I think I could have legitimately cut back to 0 hours per day and still maintained pretty much the same level of consistency in posting. But I personally made the decision to post my reels and my stories and my carousels myself. I think I like to do that just to keep things more current and to keep things a little bit more of a hands-on feel with my Instagram. So I think the biggest three takeaways before we move to my results is that outsourcing and hiring help is absolutely crucial if you want to free up your time and energy to spend elsewhere. And also planning ahead, whether that's chunking content, batch producing content, writing content ahead of time, recording stories, planning and outsourcing have got to be the two biggest ways that I can think of that I can recommend for saving time on your Instagram or really, honestly, whatever social media you are using. All right, let's talk results. First of all, I met my goal of spending less than an hour. That was the exact goal that I put on. The exact goal I put on for this challenge was less than an hour a day. And I met that goal every single day except one. The one day that I didn't, it was like an hour and 3 minutes. I was so bummed about those 3 extra minutes. But the reason I didn't meet it was because we ran into some technical difficulties. We had an Insta Club Hub live training that day that I was trying to promote. And we ran into some technical difficulties when it came to my automation. So I had to get that sorted out, had to delete a post and then repost it. But long story short, that day I went over an hour, but every other day was less than an hour. Because of that, I averaged 43 minutes per day on Instagram. 43 minutes to do 3 feed posts a day and at least 10 stories every single day, responding to 2,500 direct messages and also trying to maintain responding to comments and just being engaged within the community. 43 minutes per day. And here's something I want you to consider. That's 43 minutes a day to do a lot. I am really, really uber consistent. I think Marketing Harry, who's one of my favorite Instagram accounts, he recently made a post about different creators and he gave them superpowers. And he said, my superpower was super consistency, or even he, I think he might've even said it's hyper consistency. And I thought that was funny. And I think it's true. My account is extremely content heavy. I post a lot. So maybe you're not posting as much as me. And maybe that's a good sign because maybe you can spend even less than 43 minutes every single day on Instagram. My favorite result of this challenge, though, was that 2 or 3 days of the week, I spent less than 30 minutes on Instagram. And I looked it up. The average human spends 30 minutes per day on the toilet. That's just, listen, that's what Google said. The average person spends 30 minutes per day in total on the toilet. So if you only used your toilet time as your Instagram time, then you could effectively remain as consistent just about as I was on Instagram for this entire week. I think that's pretty impressive and that's pretty cool when you think about it. When you think about how much time we waste, how much time we spend just like endlessly scrolling and watching stories, you can eliminate that time. Sure, it takes some practice. Sure, it's going to take breaking some bad habits, but you can eliminate that time and make it so you can be as consistent as you want to be, grow as much as you want to grow in only the time that you would spend on the toilet in a day. That's crazy. That's really cool. That's the opportunity that is social media. Sure, if you're spending more time being more social, more engaged, and you're connecting with more people, you will grow. That's absolutely true. You could spend 24 hours a day just engaging with people, and that would be more effective than spending 24 minutes. But it's not absolutely necessary. You can grow in less than an hour a day. And that's the biggest takeaway that I want you to walk away from this episode with. Even if you only have 30 minutes per day, you can be consistent. You can grow on Instagram. You can grow your business. And really, you can achieve all of those goals and dreams that you have set for yourself on social media. So I want you to think about, really take a hard look at how you're spending your time on social. What are you doing? Are you mindlessly consuming or are you thoughtfully creating? What could you outsource? What could you automate? What could you optimize to spend less time on Instagram, less time on your phone, more time doing what you love, what you're good at, and growing your business? And as always, thanks for listening and happy networking.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. For Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.